Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hello everyone, this is Matt from Cincy Jungle, and you are listening to Coach Speak. Big time win for the Bengals this weekend over the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, they played a great game all around. The defense really isn't getting enough credit. I mean, obviously, Burrow and Chase put up some huge numbers, but the defense only allowed 3 points to the Kansas City Chiefs in the second half of that game. Great performance overall. And just the way they limited Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, specifically, really good job from Marcus Bailey. Made some great plays underneath, coming in and, really instead of a starting linebacker with Pratt, coming off of the COVID list, did a phenomenal job. He's got a very bright future. He's excellent in coverage. He's a really an unsung hero this game. Trey Flowers did a great job as well, especially when they put him in man on Travis Kelce. I think that's a big part of the reason that he's here. I think that's part of the reason they brought him in is because he is a pretty big guy, at the deep at the back position. He's got that athleticism. And, the Bengals have lacked anybody that could really cover tight ends in the past. Obviously, they've had some problems with it this year, and since Flowers have been around as well. And he certainly wasn't perfect in this game, but he did a really good job when they called him in that situation. And of course, Awuzie on Kelce, awesome job following him into the slot even when they were playing man. Fantastic job. This is this is a defense that had a really good performance. The negatives are no turnovers, despite two really good opportunities. From Apple and Hilton to have a pick. Hilton's really could have been a pick six. And no sacks. But we talked about it before the game that they needed to contain pass rush Mahomes. Sacks are great, but it's more about not letting him do what he does. Get outside of the pocket and make big-time plays. And they did a really good job with that. And then, also they struggled in the red zone, particularly early in the game. But they got the red zone stop at the end when they really needed it and were able to, put the ball back into the offense's hands and let them win it with a field goal. So, those are a couple of key things. We saw some breakdowns at the beginning of the game. Bailey was out of position on one. There was another one where Wilson was out of position. Just little things where they picked up some yards here and there. We saw some communication issues that led to two scores, including Kelce's touchdown. There was definitely uncertainty about who was covering who there. And the touchdown that Apple gave up, he definitely thought he had help inside. Looked like he was trying to talk to Bates before the snap. So some confusion there. But those are things that they worked out on the sideline. They worked out on the fly. And, it didn't get them throughout the rest of the game. So I think Lou Anarumo deserves a lot of credit. He's a guy that we have been very rough on. And he did a phenomenal job. That was one of the better called games that I've seen a defensive coordinator make. I thought that was a fantastic game. And rewatching it several times, three or four times now, it came to me, gradually. I was just like, geez, this is really good. They mix things up pretty well, but mostly playing, the soft zones that are often criticized. But that allowed the defenders to come down, make tackles underneath, prevent Hill specifically from turning short catches into big gains, which is something that Hill does, and you want to talk about the value of that. Just look at some of the things that Ja'Marr Chase has done for the Bengals in recent weeks with relatively short passes, turning them into big gains and, really changing the game with those types of plays. So fantastic job by the defense. I'm spending a lot of time on this because, look, we talked about the offense, and it's obvious we see what Burrow and Chase did. Obviously, incredible performance by that pair. But limiting this Chiefs offense and, you know, holding them to 3 points in the second half of the game, incredible. You know, incredible performance by the defense. Obviously, some credit goes to the offense for keeping the ball, for hanging onto the ball, and limiting the number of times that Mahomes got his hands on it in the second half. But, you know, phenomenal job overall. I also want to talk about Zach Taylor. I mean, look, a lot of people have ripped on him when he doesn't go for it on fourth down. I even saw people on Twitter complaining about him not going for it on fourth down in the first half, you know, in their own territory. You know, and there is some validity to him being conservative in those situations. However, if you look at it, he's conservative only early in the game. You know, in these situations, late in the game, when the game's on the line, you know, that's when he pulls the trigger, you know, when it's really going to flip the game. So, really, that, you know, to me, that makes a lot of sense. You know, that's what you don't want to bury yourself early in the game. And get into, you know, a situation where you're really playing from behind because you set up the other team with a lot of scores. You know, you need to go for it in situations where it's like, all right, this is it. We're going to win the game here. And end of the game, you know, that was the right call to make in my mind. If we play this out, we think about this a little bit. Let's say they kick a field goal, all right, and, you know, it's less than a minute left. So you're probably going to make the field goal. And if they don't make the field goal, which, you know, they ended up kicking the field goal and making it, so it doesn't, you know, deserve a lot of time. But Kansas City has the ball. Not great field position, but, you know, still, you know, they're in a position where they can drive the ball and maybe get a field goal of their own. And that's all they need is a field goal to win the game. So, you know, that's obviously not a great scenario. But you do make the field goal. You kick off. You've had one huge kickoff return that you gave up that you were lucky you got a holding call on, and you had, you know, the kicker who's experiencing a little bit of tightness and isn't getting a ton of depth on those kickoffs. I mean, that's tough. And now you're looking at the scenario where you're up by three. You know, so all they have to do is get a field goal to take this thing into overtime. That's tough to defend. You know, you can keep a team out of the end zone, but now you're covering the entire field because you got to prevent them, like, you know, two nice little chunk plays and they're in field goal range. And they've got a minute, no timeouts. I get it, but it's still tough, you know. And I think if you look at that, I think the game probably goes into overtime if you kick a field goal there. I think that's the most likely scenario. Maybe you win it in regulation. You will probably keep them out of the end zone and prevent yourself from losing in regulation, but it only takes one play, you know, and we saw some big chunk plays out of them, and they've got guys like Hill and Kelce. The Bengals were good at containing in this game, but it only takes one play to change that, to change the opinion on that. So that's how that scenario plays out. And, you know, with the touchdown scenario, if they score the touchdown and give you a minute, like, so again, they score the touchdown. Now it changes that you're not just driving for a field goal. So it's going to be a situation where they have to score and they don't have the timeout. I feel a lot better about that. You know, that clock is ticking. Again, you got to worry about it because there's weapons. But the worst case scenario, if they score a touchdown, you're still going into overtime. And even if you don't get it, right? So if you don't get the touchdown, they still got to go 98 yards. Well, not really 98 yards. I mean, it's 98 yards to the end zone, but they've got to go a significant distance. You're adding another chunk play that they've got to get in order to get into field goal range. And they're starting in their own end zone. You know, so there's a possibility of a safety there. Safety doesn't necessarily end the game because there's a very interesting onside kick scenario that comes into play there. But it certainly, you know, gives you the lead. You know, it's another way to give you the lead. And that's probably not going to happen, but it puts a lot of pressure on them that, you know, Mahomes needs to think about whether or not he can scramble back there. You know, if you do get your first sack of the game, you know, obviously that, you know, you get the safety. Maybe Mahomes is just throwing it real quick and somewhat errantly like he did in that final drive because he's worried about the situation. So there's a lot of things to consider there. I mean, all in all, I think they made the right decision. I think you got to go for the score there. Because I think it's all the scenarios that play out, I think that's the best one for you. I think it's the most likely to win, and the least likely, you know, to get them in a position where they're losing it. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is I thought this is coach speak, and I thought there was an excellent job done by the coaching staff in this game offensively and defensively. And, you know, obviously that's what it takes to win these big games and these big types of situations is getting performance out of both sides of the ball. I also want to point out Troy Walters, receivers coach Troy Walters. Zach Taylor mentioned him in the post game, you know, and his role with game planning in the goal line. Taylor's pretty tight-lipped about who has what responsibility when it comes to those sorts of things. So and that is an area where they have shown great improvement this year with Troy Walters, you know, moving up to that position as receivers coach. So that was good to hear, you know, because we don't really understand fully, I think, how this coaching staff interacts and how jobs are distributed. But obviously that's been a phenomenal coaching job as well, an area where they've really stepped up. So moving on to this weekend's matchup, probably going to see a lot of people sitting. And, you know, you might know more by the time you hear this than I know right now. And, look, I think it's important to try and win this game, but it's more important to be healthy, you know, going into the playoffs. You can't lose people going into the playoffs. It looks like you're going to have a bunch of people on the COVID list anyway, so it's going to be tough. But they need to approach this week and prepare to win this football game. You know, they need to work and practice to win this football game. That's how they need to be going about things, because they need to stay in that habit, you know. And if it's Brandon Allen going out there trying to get the win, like, that's what they need to do with it, because you've got to keep that streak going, you know, keep going as if it's a playoff game. You're going to have to be able to win four more in a row to reach your goal to win the Super Bowl here. So they better get used to piling these games together and going on a big win streak and preparing to win, fighting to win, even without some of your key players. That's going to be a huge aspect of that. All right, so that is all my time for today. I am Matt Minnick for Coach Speak. Looking forward to a home playoff game for the Bengals. Exciting time to be a Bengals fan. Fantastic job last weekend, but not done yet. You know, let's hope they keep rolling with this. Ravens fans thought that was our Super Bowl. Well, guess what? Nobody's even talking about that game anymore. All right. And, you know, now it's done. It's time to stop talking about this one and move on to the next one and get that playoff win, set up that playoff win here in a couple of weeks. Hooday. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. You hear the crowd. We coming for what's ours.